today's contestants, an attorney from Danville, Virginia, Kalila Walters, an account coordinator from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Matt Dean, and our returning champion, a fundraising researcher from San Francisco, California, Susan Alden, whose one day cash winnings total $7,999. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Yeah, I know. $7,999, not a big win, but it was a tough final, a geography final. You had to come up with three different countries. Today, I hope it's going to be an easier final because I like it when you guys win a lot of money. So, Kalila, Matt, and Susan, welcome. Good luck. Here we go. And now let's take a look at the categories. First off, an entire category about 150 years of nature, the prestigious weekly science journal, followed by demography, ordinal terms. Hey, here's the windup. And the pitch. You know what? It's a strike. Susan.
150 years of nature for 200.
In 2004, Nature published a paper about an extinct diminutive hominin nicknamed after this race from The Lord of the Rings. Matt.
What are hobbits?
Yes.
150 years of nature, 400.
An 1896 article in Nature was about a new kind of rays called these, for the sake of brevity. Kalila?
What is X-rays?
That's it. That's why they were called brief. Yes.
150 years of nature for 600.
An 1880 letter in Nature on the skin furrows of the hand was one of the first to suggest using these for identification. Susan?
What are fingerprints?
Correct.
It's a strike, 200.
A 1953 general strike in Ceylon was prompted by a huge increase in the price of this staple food. Susan?
What is rice?
Good.
Here's the wind-up, 200.
Milkmaid, French, and waterfall are three types of this twisty hairstyle. Susan?
What is a bun?
No. Matt?
What are braids?
Braids, yes.
Here's the wind-up, 600.
This adjectival form of a structure created by Daedalus refers to something that winds and winds. Matt?
What's a spiral staircase?
No. Kalila or Susan? What is labyrinthine? Back to you, Matt.
Demography for 800.
Conducted in 1790, the first census revealed a U.S. population of 3.9 million, with this state being the most populous. Susan.
What is New York?
Nope. Matt.
What is Pennsylvania?
Nope. Kalila.
What is Virginia?
Yes.
Demography for 1,000.
Term for the process by which new groups adopt the language, values, and customs of a host culture. Susan.
What is assimilation?
That's the word.
And the pitch, 200?
In 2006, the Tigers' Joel Zamaya threw this pitch 104.8 miles per hour. So it lived up to its name. Susan.
Excuse me, what is a fastball?
You are right.
Pitch 400.
Also known as the drooler, this pitch was banned in 1920, except for 17 hurlers who got to use it until they retired. Susan.
What is a spitball?
Yeah.
Pitch 600.
Jimmy, tell us.
A left-handed pitcher's curveball breaks downward into the catcher's left. In the 1930s, Carl Hubbell was a master of this kooky pitch that did the opposite, breaking right.
Matt.
What's a screwball?
That's it.
And the pitch, 800?
Few hitters feast on this breaking pitch, like the burger of the same name. Ted Williams said it was the greatest pitch in baseball. And it's still hard to hit the slider, the dreaded slider. Matt.
And the pitch, 1,000.
Check out the grip, and you can see why the circle type of this off-speed pitch got its name. We're referring to the changeup. Back to you, Matt.
Ordinal terms for 800.
Its flagship store opened in New York City in 1924 between 49th and 50th Streets. Kalila.
What is Nordstrom?
Nope. Matt.
What is Saks Fifth Avenue?
Correct.
Ordinal terms, 1,000.
Judy Blume introduced Peter Hatcher and his little brother Fudge in her book, Tales of This the first in a series. Susan?
What is a fourth grade nothing?
You are right, and that takes you up to 2,400. And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. Three little bits of conversation relating to Germany. Kalila Walters is an attorney from Virginia who's a big fan of visiting that country. Tell me why.
Well, I studied there while I was in college, and I've probably seen more of Germany than any other country. And it's just magical. It's got a lot of history, and I really love the Christmas markets.
Okay, good. Matt Steen is from Minneapolis, and you and your friends throw an annual Berlin Wall party. What's that all about?
So typically we wait until just about the coldest day of winter in Minnesota. We're all kind of history enthusiasts and beer enthusiasts, if we're being honest. So we construct a Berlin Wall. We draw passports ahead of time that determines if you're on Team East or Team West. And then there's a series of games outside, including the Gary Powers Hour. There's a space race.
Of course, we do the same thing here in Southern California, believe me. Susan Alden is our champion. First,
yes.
Some good news for you. Our judges have deemed your response a bun a while ago to be acceptable.
Okay.
So you're picking up $400 for that. Now, when you were a child, you and your family spent months in Europe camping in a Volkswagen.
It was for 6 months, and we went to 22 nations.
Wow.
Yeah. It was quite exciting. It had an impact on the rest of my life.
I assume it was a Volkswagen bus.
Yes, it was.
Okay, because
the
bug would not be a good place
not
to
a bug.
Camp. All right, you're in command of the board right now, by the way. And look at that. We have a whole bunch of clues up there. Go ahead and make a selection.
Strike for 400.
After stopping the 1894 Pullman strike, the federal government created this holiday as a conciliatory gesture to workers. Matt.
What is Labor Day?
Yes.
It's a strike, 600.
This governor's stern response to a Boston police strike got him the 1920 Republican vice presidential nod, and he soon succeeded to the presidency. Matt.
It was Coolidge.
You are right again.
It's a strike, 800.
The 1980 firing of labor activist Anna Valentinovich from a Gdansk shipyard led to a big strike and this union's founding. Kalila.
What is solidarity?
Good.
Ordinal terms for 600, please.
In golf, it's slang for the clubhouse bar. Susan.
What is the 19th hole?
Right.
Ordinal terms, 200.
Betty Ford or Barbara Bush? Matt.
What are first ladies?
Yes.
Demography, 600.
Answer there. The Daily Double. All righty. You don't have enough money to catch Susan, but you can get close.
I'll make it a true Daily Double.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
All right, here's the clue. Born between 1980 and 1995, millennials are also known as Generation This Letter.
What is Generation Z?
No, you're just a little bit off. Generation Y. Y. All right, pick again.
150 years of nature for 1,000.
A 1953 Nature paper, one of the most famous in the history of science, began, "We wish to suggest a structure for this." Kalila.
What is a gene?
No. Matter, Susan? A structure for DNA. Less than a minute now, Matt.
It's a strike for 1,000.
An 1892 strike at this man's Homestead Steel Mill outside Pittsburgh led to a deadly confrontation between workers and strikebreakers. And the owner of the steel mill was Andrew Carnegie. Back to you, Matt.
Here's the windup for 1,000.
Here's an inside view of how the chambers of this mollusk's shell get all wound up. Susan.
What is a nautilus?
You are right.
Ordinal, 400.
What Hawaii became, August 21st, 1959. Susan?
What is the 50th state?
Good thing you changed your mind on that one. Go again.
Demography, 200.
Two-word term for the number of children born in 1 year per every 1,000 people of a particular group. Kalila.
What is the birth rate?
That's it. And with that, you go up to 400. Matt, though, is going first in Double Jeopardy, so stay with us. We're going to move through Double Jeopardy rather quickly. You'll see. Matt, are you ready? Okay, here are the categories. starring the San Diego Zoo. That's new for us. Latin phrases, opera, the general economy. Notice general in quotation marks. That's followed by state capitals and finally author fill-ins. Where do we start?
State capitals for 1200.
This northern state capital bears the first name of Monsieur Chouteau. Matt.
What is Pierre?
Yes.
State capital, 1600.
Ransom Eli Olds created two major car companies in this city. Susan.
What is Detroit?
Nope. Matt.
What is East Lansing?
Nope.
What is Lansing?
Lansing, not East Lansing, yes.
State capitals for 2000.
Seen here is a train on this railroad whose name includes two state capitals and a third city. Matt.
What is Burlington, North Santa Fe?
No. Susan.
What is BNSF, Burlington?
No. What is the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe? Back to you, Kalila.
Well, state capitals for 800.
Answer. Daily double. All right, let's see what you can do. You're in the lead.
Make it a true daily double.
All right. Appropriately, the Cathedral of the Blessed Sacrament is in the capital of this western state.
What is New Mexico?
No. What is the capital of California? Sacramento. Oh, California is the state.
Oh, God.
Yes, he's there, too.
I'll have Latin phrases for 2000.
Answer there, the other daily double. You can risk up to 2000.
This is just a disaster. I'll go for 2000.
All right.
Yeah, 2000.
All right. John Wilkes Booth shouted this, meaning thus always to tyrants, as he leaped to the stage after shooting Abraham Lincoln.
What is Sic Semper Tyrannis?
You're right, and you're in the lead again. Go.
Latin phrases for 1600.
Julius Caesar summed up his victory in a 47 BC campaign with these three Latin words. Kalila.
What is Veni, Vidi, Vinci?
No. Susan.
What is Veni, Vidi, Vinci?
That's no. And it's just as wrong for Susan as it was for you. Because both of you added an N. You put Vinci instead of Veni, Vidi, Vici. Oh. Not Vinci. Back to you, Kalila.
Latin phrases for 1200.
Let the buyer beware with this two-word phrase. Kalila.
What is caveat emptor?
Correct.
Latin phrases for 800.
God from the machine is the English translation of this literary device. Susan?
What is deus ex machina?
Good.
Opera 2000.
When it comes to this composer, tonight let it be Lohengrin, the prelude to Act 3. Kalila.
Who is Wagner?
He's the composer.
Opera for 1600.
In 2004, this tenor played three final performances in Tosca to sold-out crowds at the Met. Kalila.
Who is Pavarotti?
He's the one.
Opera for 1200.
Here's an 1853 chorus from this green guy, and we'll even throw in the anvil for free. Listen.
Who is Verdi?
Verdi, right you are.
The general economy, 1200.
It was the corporate target of Michael Moore in the documentary Roger and Me. Matt.
Or General Motors.
Yes, you're out of the hole now.
The general economy, 800.
It started as a group of flour grinding companies in 1928. Matt.
What is General Mills?
Right.
General economy, 1600.
GNC is short for these centers. Kalila.
What is nutrition?
No.
What is general nutrition?
What is general nutrition?
Yes, you didn't say it in time, Kalila. Sorry.
No. The general economy, 2000.
This company, stock symbol GD, created the F-16 fighter jet. And the company is General Dynamics. Matt, back to you.
Author fill-ins for 1200.
Cary blank blank Thalberg. Susan.
What is Irving?
I need the full name. No, sorry. Matt?
What is Washington Irving?
Yes.
Oh.
State capitals for 400.
In 1786, this state senate voted and Columbia beat out Washington as the name of the new capital. Kalila.
What is South Carolina?
Correct.
Author fill-ins for 800.
Upton this This Carol. Kalila.
What is Sinclair Lewis?
You are right.
Arthur Fillings for 1600.
Philip K. Blank. Blank Ford Coppola. Kalila.
Who is Dick Francis?
Right.
Arthur Fillings for 2000.
Bryce Blank. Blank Iacocca. And the author is Harper Lee. Kalila, back to you.
Arthur Fillings for 400.
LeBron Blank. Blank Kilmer. Susan.
Who is James Val?
No. Matter, Kalila? Who is James Joyce? Back to you, Kalila.
Latin phrase is 400.
Used when referring to your former school, it's Latin for nourishing mother. Susan.
What is alma mater?
Right.
Opera 800.
Let's get busy with this 1875 title woman and her gypsy pals, Frasquita and Mercedes. Susan.
What is Carmen?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Opera 400.
The music from this 1816 opera heard here sure ain't shaving a haircut two bits. Kalila.
What is The Barber of Seville?
You are right.
The General Economy 400.
This company has been making light bulbs for more than 125 years. Matt.
What is General Electric?
Yes.
Starring the San Diego Zoo for 1600.
In this classic 1941 film, the San Diego Zoo played the part of the private zoo at Xanadu. Matt.
What is Citizen Kane?
That's the film.
Starring the San Diego Zoo 1200.
In 2019, this channel with an elephant as its mascot aired the reality series The Zoo, San Diego. Susan.
What is Animal Planet?
Good, you're on the plus side, and just in the nick of time, you're going to be around to play in Final Jeopardy. The three of you are dealing with this to wrap up the week. Presidential history. Clue in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by...
Aspergream's triple effect provides targeted relief. Works in minutes, lasts for hours. Aspergream works.
Coronavirus cases rising, yet medical students are being sent home. Why experts say it's best to keep them off rotation and how they can help instead. Plus, Fox 45 News investigates potential conflicts of interest and an alleged misuse of tax dollars.
To help people pronounce the company name, Geico created the spokes lizard. What is the gecko? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We started the week with three big wins. How will we end the week as we deal with presidential history? Let's find out now. Here is the clue, players. He was the first president to deliver the State of the Union address on television. 30 seconds. Good luck. Susan, not a good day for you. You wound up at 1,200. You wrote down who was Eisenhower. That's incorrect. It'll cost you 1,200. You dropped a zero. Let's go to Matt. He had 5,600. He, too, wrote down Eisenhower. We know that's wrong. And he loses everything. He winds up at zero. Kalila, I bet you she didn't write Eisenhower. What did you write down? FDR, no, the correct response is the one you had written down before, Truman. Did you risk and lose everything?
Nope.
4401. A big win, 2399 for the new Jeopardy champion. All right, what a finish. Three big wins, two small ones. We'll see you all on Monday. Have a safe weekend. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Meet Jim. For Jim, comfort is king. That's why when it comes to his dentures, only new Polygrip Cushion and Comfort will do. Choose new Polygrip Cushion and Comfort.
Mesothelioma. It's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family. So I feed her Blue.